Hey guys, this is Chris from the Future Tech Podcast, and today we're going to speak to Mr. Sarvan Singh, who is a managing partner and regional leader at Frost & Sullivan. He handles markets like Middle East, Africa, and Southeast Asia. So, Mr. Sarvan Singh, let's talk about the COVID-19 impact on businesses. Let's start with a brief on the impact that you've seen on businesses because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
So let's look at the macroeconomics. So on the macroeconomics, it is very clear we will hit a recession this year, and it'll be one of the worst recessions we've had over 100 years. When you take it down to what does it mean by regions, you know, we see that Asia might just escape a recession, and that's because countries like South Korea, China were hit by COVID much earlier in the year. And as we've seen in April, May, sales have started to pick up. And for the first time, for example, in China for 21 months, we had actually growth in the auto industry. Likewise, in India, we expect that India might just escape a recession. It'll depend a lot on the next few months. Obviously, the last 2 months, especially April and May, have been very tough in India. We believe in Middle East, we will have a small recession. So given all of these things, you know, the impact we see to businesses is anywhere between 20 to 30% decline on average. Obviously, there are industries like aviation industry, which are even worse hit. But then at the same time, we see certain industries which are actually doing pretty well despite the challenges. For example, let's look at Zoom. You know, this is a company which now has over 50 billion in valuation. So the way we see it, you know, different businesses are being impacted differently, but overall there's about 20 to 30% impact on revenues across the board on average.
So the surveys have suggested that majority of businesses will go out of business within the 6 months of the pandemic. How do you view this statement?
I think that's a bit aggressive to suggest that a majority of businesses will go out of business within 6 months. I believe the small, medium enterprises, the entrepreneurs will be hard hit, especially in certain industries like retail, hospitality. And as we know in Middle East markets, especially in certain markets like UAE and in Dubai in particular, that's a big part of the business, the big dependency on tourism, for example, and hospitality. But at the same time, you know, we are seeing that businesses are being very entrepreneurial. I was talking to a neighbor of mine yesterday. He runs about 5 furniture shops. They sell Danish furniture. He said they're actually overall doing 104% from last year. So they see 4% growth. But the growth has come from e-commerce channels. For example, he was mentioning they were selling less than 5% of their products online. This is up at 30% now. So I think those businesses which are agile and are embracing the change are doing well or will survive. Maybe that's the right word to use. And I believe also, I think the government has to provide a little bit more stimulus than they are. The good news is globally, there's a $6 trillion plus stimulus package in play. This has been the best ever in a recession we have seen. And we expect, you know, what we've seen so far is the first wave of stimulus packages. The second wave of stimulus packages starting to just come in, as we have seen in France, Germany, for example, over the last week. And we'll see the same here in the region. And the second packages of stimulus, we believe, will support investment in capital expenditure, which means that it'll start, the economy will start picking up a bit more over the next few months.
So because of the situation, according to you, what do companies have to do immediately to ensure that there is business continuity in the post-COVID economy?
There are 5 key things we recommend companies should look at to manage risk mitigation with COVID. I think the first one is access to capital. You need to open new lines of credit or get support or look at anything that will help you have better cash management and cash flow over the next few months. We also recommend to look at capital investment revisions. For example, if you're planning to make some large capital investments, perhaps delay it by a few months to a year if needed. Definitely recommend looking at cost control strategies, even if that means furloughing some employees or looking at other ways of cutting costs. The fourth one we recommend is to optimize your supply chain. You know, there will be and has been workforce shortages. We've seen supply chain has been disrupted. For example, there was a huge disruption of supply chain from China in the early part of the COVID. So look at how you can perhaps build resilience in your supply chain. And the fifth most important one is identify opportunities. They say one man's loss is another man's gain. That's same in this industry. For example, you know, within the chemical food industry, maybe the restaurants are not doing great business, but say, for example, the food supplement business is doing well. Similarly, you know, I mentioned the example of Zoom. We see education technology growing, and there's a good joke, the best CDO in the company now is COVID. So, you know, are you digital enough to reach out to your customers? I think those are the five key things we would recommend any company to look at.
So there are also new opportunities that are cropping up. Is now the right time to start a new business or diversify into new areas of businesses?
Absolutely. There's never a bad time not to start a new venture or diversify into new area. And sometimes opportunities come across in hard times like we have right now. So normally we would recommend two things. Firstly, look at your existing business and see how that business can be evolved as a result of some new trends that are coming up. For example, digital, you know, marketplace strategy is something we recommend. We believe everyone and everything should have a marketplace strategy. And there are two typical marketplace strategies, the one-to-many or many-to-many. So the many-to-many is leveraging channels like Amazon or Alibaba to sell to a wide variety of customers. And the one-to-many is having your own marketplace strategy. So are you able to sell your products online? Are you able to communicate with your customers and suppliers using a marketplace approach? Absolutely critical for the business. So that's one key thing. The other thing is like I mentioned, I'm seeing many industries find new areas of growth. I was talking to a company which builds fashion clothes, and interestingly, they are developing fashion face masks now. They're looking at branding fashion face masks, for example, for airlines or hotels, for example. Now, it might not completely fill the gap that's been filled by the fashion business, but there's still that opportunity of growth. So I would definitely suggest there are always opportunities and you should always be on a lookout. And this is the right time to pick something up, put a small team in place, put a multifunctional group of team members in place and push hard over the next few months.
So how's the future of entrepreneurship looking like in the region after COVID-19?
Yes, I've been talking to a few entrepreneurs. I sit on a few on startup boards, and I also sit on a fund which invests in mobility startups. And you know, when you talk to entrepreneurs, you see two types of attitudes. One is definitely seen as a positive opportunity to make something different and unique. Secondly, there is a concern among entrepreneurs in terms of getting access to capital. But at the same time, what I'm finding, and again, I was talking to a colleague of mine back in London over the weekend, and he was saying, Sarvan, there's still enough capital out there. I mean, just look at the stock market. You know, we are facing between 8 to 10% possibly recession in quarter two, and most likely the year will end with in a recessionary note. But look at the stock market, it's still pretty resilient. So there is still good cash flow available. And if you look at how investments are being done, for example, Saudi Aramco, you know, they understand that this is a time to pick up good organizations at a much lower premium price. So absolutely, I think there is still opportunity to invest and there's still capital available. And I would suggest to entrepreneurs to be still positive and to come up with maybe more groundbreaking ideas as a result of the challenge we have in our world today.
So in such a situation with COVID-19, how do you think companies will cope with the future skills which might be required in a post-COVID economy?
Yes, this is an interesting question. And what we are finding is, firstly, I think we need to look at the future of workplace. The future of workplace will be very different from what it is today. I find, for example, in this region in particular, especially when you look at some of the big Saudi Arabian companies and the companies, I find there has always been a tendency to meet face to face. And I find suddenly with COVID, there is a lot more openness to do business over digital channels. I think so. Companies understand that, and we know that our workplace will be a lot more different in the future. The importance of working away from home and also the kind of skill sets you will need in the future will be a lot more different. I think companies will look at more what I would say less functional skills, but more personal skills going forward. So functional skills are typically, you know, are you able to use an Excel spreadsheet or other things, or have the characteristics to be, for example, if you're in an engineering job. But personal skills are more things like attitude, flexibility, aptitude, things like this. I believe those will become a lot more important. So agility, motivation, self-starter, I think these are some of the skills will become a lot more important going forward.
Thank you, Mr. Sarvan Singh, for speaking to us. It was nice having you with us on our podcast.